Here's a pre-recorded best clips from the Potluck Podcast.
Fun stuff, fun stuff. All right. Keeping these going.
Smack.
I love my buttons. See, we didn't have those when we first started this show. And it allows me to add more to the ambiance to whenever, like, you know, you win a game or something. It's, yeah. So, we have other games that we play, other than this or that, or what's that noise? We do have,
bullshit or not?
I was about to say bullshit.
Were you going to say this?
Bullshit.
I was about to say, hey, let's have some bullshit.
Bullshit! I'm playing bullshit!
All right, let's play some bullshit or not. All right, basically what you have to do right here and right now, and this is for everyone listening, you have to decide whether it's truth or bullshit, and I'm going to give you certain choices here, and you'd have to decide what it is. And people are like, what time are you on? I say, hey, we're going to be on in 15 minutes at 7 o'clock. Hey, what time are you going to be on?
Oh, yes. Texting you?
Yes, hey, people texting me. Hey, what time are you going to be on?
Right now.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want to. All right. I'm going to keep going. And here we are. We're finding truth and bullshit.
Bullshit or not?
All right.
Bullshit. I'm playing bullshit.
Yes. Thank you, Mama Bear. I wish I could say that, but we're in the middle of a live show. You can't really talk to people like you know, like that anymore, too. So, but anyway, you have to find the truth and not the bullshit. And here's the first one. Arizona town besieged by scorpions. Yes, suburban homeowners have been invaded by scorpions who are coming in droves seeking shelter from record-breaking heat. Number two, wild turkeys are taking over a New Jersey neighborhood. Yes, wild turkeys are attacking people, damaging property, causing mayhem in a New Jersey town. Perhaps it's a Thanksgiving revenge. So which one is it, folks? Is it the Arizona's town being sieged by scorpions? Or wild turkeys taking over New Jersey neighborhood? You decide. Let me know. Everyone's saying two.
Yeah, I'd go with wild turkeys.
Wild turkeys? Wild turkeys?
I
got a story about wild turkeys. It involves Scott Church.
Wild turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked this one girl, and I was at his party, and he's like, here, drink some of this, and it's wild turkey, and he got me all drunk. And,
it was all his fault.
It was his fault. It was his fault.
He wasn't drinking
wild number two. I hate that. All right. Everyone's saying turkey except Ken. Sam was almost drowned by a wild turkey. All right. Drum roll, please. Here we go. I don't want to know
that story.
I do want to hear that story. Anyone that says that the scorpions were invading the town was no, it was the wild turkeys. That is the wild turkey turmoil was real, as discussed in the Huffington Post back in 2019. That actually happened. Miss Dixie, welcome to the live show. You rule because you're hanging out with us tonight. We're in the middle of
bullshit or not?
Yes.
Bullshit. I'm playing this bullshit.
So right now you can find the truth and not the bullshit. Here it is, folks. Here's the first one. Albert Einstein's quote about living a modest life sells for $1.3 million. Yes, the most ironic thing ever, a piece of paper on which Albert Einstein wrote, quote unquote, a calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with the constant relentlessness. Wow, I'm having trouble reading.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sold for over $1 million. Or, number two, John Lennon's Imagine was used to torture prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Yes, in a horrible irony, bitter, John Lennon's music included the peace anthem Imagine was actually used as sonic torture of terrorist suspects. So, let me try to read this again. Was it Albert Einstein's quote about living a modest life selling for $1.3 million, or John Lennon's Imagine used to torture prisoners at Guantanamo Bay? You decide. Which one is it, folks? Which one is it?
Ah. I'm going to say Guantanamo.
You're going to go Guantanamo?
Yep.
Imagine there's...
Please don't play it again.
Oh, Miss Dixie says she agrees with you. Mama Bear says number one. Any other takers? George, Eric. Oh, yes. We got lots of people. Sam. We got... So here we go. We're going to do that drum roll, folks. If I can find it here. I got too many mice rolling on here.
It says Einstein for sure.
Einstein for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank God that second one was fake, because Einstein quote is 100% fact.
Really?
As reported by NPR on October 25th, 2017, his quote that he wrote on a piece of paper, "A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant relentlessness," sold for over $1 million. Yes, Ken for the win. Bam! Yes.
Winning.
There you go. All right, we got one more, folks. Urban legend, folks. Urban legend or...
Bullshit!
Yes. Is it urban legend, truth, or...
Bullshit!
Right here.
I'm playing it, bullshit!
Okay, here we go. How deep is the so-called well to hell? And in case you don't know, the well to hell is a hole bored by Russian geologists, which in 1989 was verified by American Christian TV channel Trinity Broadcasting Network as the literal route to perdition. So, is it 1 mile down? 5 miles down? Or 9 miles down? How deep is the so-called well to hell? Eric says 9. Sam says 5. They're working 9 to 5.
There's that one.
You're going to go 9?
Yeah.
All right. We got a bunch of 9s here. We got some 5s. Ah. Well. Okay. So, 9 is long, but probably right. You know what they say. Size doesn't matter. But, ladies and gentlemen, 9 miles down is the correct answer. A reporter from the network claims to have lowered a microphone and recorded the screams of the damned at the bottom of that. Well, to hell. And sure. If you believe that...
Bullshit!
Oh, and that, my friends, will conclude tonight's...
Bullshit or not?
Yes, claimed. Yes, just like everything you see on the internet. There you go.
Bullshit! I'm playing bullshit!
Everything on the internet is true.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, you can't prove it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You've just listened to a best clips from the Potluck Podcast. Make sure to listen to them each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you like these shows, make sure to subscribe and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been an MCG production.